what about schools? They remain at the heart of a lot of the concern about levels and steps of the COVID response. Chris Hipkin says it's the one thing that's caused him the most, I forgot what the word is, but concern, paraphrasing him. So the government is looking at a staged reopening of schools in Auckland. He said an indicative date for years 9 and 10 to return to high schools is... Did he say November 15th for those? I had that for a different group. Anyway, he did talk about getting that group back to school. So nothing is set in stone yet, but we're keen to get a response from the industry, the sector. So I'm joined by the National President of the New Zealand Principals Federation and Principal of Hastings Intermediate, Perry Rush. Hi there, Perry.
G'day, Jesse.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks for waiting. And what did you make of the announcement today, and how does it affect your membership?
Well, look, great to see a roadmap for a conversation. That's really important, this idea of being able to engage with the ministry around what a return plan looks like. However, I think it's fair to say it's for all of us in this wonderful country an incredibly complex and confusing time, and it's certainly that way in education. The challenge of returning to school with some sort of staged re-entry, you know, has all sorts of fishhooks. So yes, it will need to, there'll need to be a pretty comprehensive conversation, but I think a return on the 15th of November is certainly not a fait accompli. There's plenty to talk about.
Can you remind us which schools that you represent in the Principals Federation?
So NZPF represents all principals right through the sector, primary and secondary. Majority of our members are in the primary intermediate schools, but we do represent all principals.
Okay. Yeah, parents are feeling a bit anxious about this idea, eh? I will very loosely speak for some parents I've spoken to who feel like they would like to see that vaccine approved for 5 to 12-year-olds and get them vaccinated before we think about returning to school. What's your sort of gut on it?
Look, I think that's the $64 million question, really. We have heard from the Minister about how important it is to be vaccinated. We know our 11s and unders aren't. We know that you can't find a situation where there is more close contact than 6 hours a day working alongside your peers and teachers. And so it's absolutely fundamental that we have this question resolved.
Have you heard much from the Auckland, in particular, I guess, the Auckland schools that went back yesterday?
Yes, we've had a number of conversations with principals around the return, and it is a very much a mixed bag. You know, plenty of students that are pleased to be back. However, the numbers certainly aren't what you would expect if there were to be a wholesale return. And so I think it's pretty clear that whānau, parents, mums and dads, are certainly working with their teenagers, and they are voting with their feet in some respects. I think we would see a similar situation, but of course, if the primary sector were to return unvaxxed, a similar situation of concern that would be of greater magnitude in the primary school.
Yeah. I mean, if people are worried about kids at school, there are kids who, it's no picnic at home during a lockdown either, right?
Well, look, and Jesse, that's the, you know, that's a very good reason to be taking very seriously a conversation to return young people to school. The challenges for well-being, the challenges for our young people that are dysregulated in their lives, and the order and the structure that school gives them, and the connection to a caring adult on a daily basis. Now, those young people are missing those connections, and so yeah, it's there's no simple answers, but it's a very important conversation to be had.
Nice to talk to you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Perry Rush is Principal of Hastings Intermediate. He's also National President of the New Zealand Principals Federation.